This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. What vacation song? What summer song is this? I don't recognize. I do recognize it. Oh, it's Cool Summer. Of course it is. We'll crank it up then. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner in Cleveland. Doug Steffen outside of Boston for the Good Day program. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This woman is now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City. And she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there. And I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." This is the story. And so I identified with this one. I saw it because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago, go to New Orleans every day, still does. The engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
It doesn't make you want to do that, like, yourself. We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have a new build, put something inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because I, you know, we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were. But you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
No. Yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He's a very, he loves to write and talk, and he's busy. Mind is busy. There's a study out from the Institute for Economics and Peace, which is an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank. They say they're dedicated to shifting the world's focus to peace as a positive, achievable, and tangible measure of human well-being. And I think that we all would like to think that this is not just a concept, but a framework to define how we're going to survive. Because without peace, and yet when you look at the history of the world, since humans have been on it, I guess you could say since time began, there's always been conflict. Animals eating other animals and people. You know, basically when you go to war and you shoot somebody, it's just like eating them. All right? It destroys them. And so can we have relationships? Can we have good business relationships? Can we have prosperity? Can we promote better understanding of the cultural differences, the economic differences, the political factors that create peace, not dissent? We have people working now to destroy, and they're so, stupid's not the word, but they're so maniacal because it's all about them. They want control. What do you get when you have control? Headaches, as much as anything else, right? It's not.
Yeah.
Who do you know?
Like people say more money, more problems, more power, more problems.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, this is a new report that's out from this organization, the IEP, Institute for Economics and Peace. They rank the Peace Index. They call it the Global Peace Index. The regions where there is a need for improvement, and it's almost everywhere, the trends are kind of, I don't want to say flat, but, you know, there's only like 30% of people on the planet who think we're going in the right direction, which isn't great. And then when you look at the nuclear tensions now that have started this week in Ukraine, with the Russians once again threatening all kinds of things and trading accusations, you wonder where this is all going. I think the news media overplays, and of course Putin loves it, the nuclear option. I saw something this morning suggesting that Russia is planning to sabotage the nuclear power plant in Ukraine. They've had Chernobyl was in Ukraine, so remember that. And it was built when the Russians controlled Ukraine, and it wasn't the Russians, it was the Soviets, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, USSR. They built that Chernobyl plant, which blew up and killed all those hundreds and thousands of people because it was built like a cardboard box. But they didn't care. They didn't care then, and I dare say they don't care now. So the news media is fanning the flames, and that's one of the problems that's cited here in the Institute and their, the global peace impact, the economic impact of violence and what it's done. We don't need these people to tell us that, but it's interesting to look and have it all put into one place where, you know, the highlight of the conflicts and the trends, the hot spots, and what it's cost the Europeans, for example, when it comes to fuel, the Russian gas pipeline shut off, the cost of oil. Look at what it's cost the world. The impact of the violence there caused the price of petroleum, the gasoline at the pump, went up $1 almost overnight. What do we gain from that? Nothing.
A lot in Russia are blaming the states, are blaming us.
Of course they blame us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course. So this particular, you'll see it, I'm sure, profiled in a lot of news magazines and news journals and online. It's the 17th time they've done the Global Peace Index. And it takes there are 197 countries, I think, in the world, and there are 163 who reported in. to report on their individual level of peacefulness. In other words, this isn't just a peaceful, this isn't looking at the war around the world or the wars around the world. It's at, it looks at the way that people are trying to qualify and quantify the efforts, not outwardly with peace, but what are you doing with your life, right? Think about societal safety and security. We come in close to the bottom of that. For the country that's supposedly the most powerful in the world, and we can't do anything about the sort of insecurity that people feel domestically, never mind the international conflict. Look at the report every day here. This person, that person, dozen of people are killed or, you know, some other thing because we have so much militarism. We have so many guns that are not in the hands of people who know how to use them. And yet the people who own them, that's, this is one of the real serious conflicts and one of the real serious criticisms of America is that we can't get a hold of our gun violence. And because there's, it's so entrenched, the Second Amendment, and the, this is this group sort of, they don't say it in as many words, but they sort of talk about the handling of the issue and what needs to be done, and then mental health comes into it. I'm paraphrasing.
Absolutely. But also just, it's one of those things that a lot of people are okay with. With people having guns, are okay with gun owners and people having guns as long as they are okay to have those guns. There are too many people who have access to guns who should not have guns. There was, what, a little boy recently who was killed in by a stray bullet over an argument that escalated into the point where somebody pulled out a gun and started shooting. Yep. If you can't have an argument without pulling out a weapon, you should not have access to a weapon.
It's really very interesting how they pull out. They rate the countries as to how peaceful they are, and Iceland remains the most peaceful country in the world. It's had that since 2008. The top of the list is also Denmark, Ireland, which is interesting considering some of the violence in Ireland, New Zealand, and Austria. Afghanistan is the least peaceful country on the planet, and I guess we can figure that out. So, anyway, an interesting report for sure. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
If you're planning on using a rental car for vacation, you might want to check your credit card for insurance instead of the rental company. Wallet Hub's Jill Gonzalez told me why this is a good idea.
There are certainly a lot of, you know, different ways to compare. You can compare on Wallet Hub to kind of see everything from a bird's eye view. If you want to really get into the nitty-gritty of your card, if you are using it for travel this travel season, then yeah, I would really call them to see exactly what you get and what you need to do to get it. You know, typically you do have to buy certain things with your credit card to make sure that the insurance applies to that trip or to that purchase. So I would say that that's a good idea to actually give them a call. And it saves you a lot of money too, because that costs extra with the rental car company while it's built in with your credit card company.
I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
I love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
Took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just the perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Focus here during this portion of the hour on social media. So I'd like to have you give us, Jay Kirshner is here, an update on this new thing called Threads, which is owned by Zuckerberg and Meta. This is supposed to take on Twitter. So is this like a grudge match between Zuckerberg and Musk?
Yes.
This is they were going to have a cage fight.
Yeah, aren't they supposed to have like some kind of MMA fight or something or other?
A lot of huffing and puffing.
I feel like a lot of people would like that. Well, especially because Zuckerberg is he's belted in something. I can't remember which one. Is it Taekwondo? No, it's Jiu-Jitsu something. He's been going hard for that. And then Elon Musk is just a fascinating human being who is probably going to be like, yep, I got this. But yeah, Meta is wanting to take on Twitter with their own platform.
So what is Twitter? What's the difference between, if you can help me, the unwashed here, we have our social media on Facebook and Instagram, which is owned by Meta. We are at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. I never asked why on Twitter we couldn't be the same Good Day Radio Show. Was there somebody?
Because there's a character limit for Twitter, and the radio show was too many.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. All right. Good Day On Air for the other ones. Those weren't options.
So what's the difference between, I really show my naivete here. I get Facebook and Instagram, and I use it kind of, I don't use it well, but I don't use Twitter because I don't really understand it, or I don't care to involve. I want to, even on the farm, I said to the folks on the farm the other day, what are we doing on Twitter? And everybody looked at me with a blank stare because mostly it's all been Facebook and Instagram. Nobody's used Twitter, but Twitter is obviously something that ought to be considered and used.
There, yeah.
Because it's a popular platform. So what's the difference between Twitter and Facebook and Instagram?
It's just the demographic who uses it, how people use it. Twitter is more, it's just another conversation app where Instagram is focused more on photos and videos. Facebook has a lot of that stuff and then also long-winded copy like text, and then Twitter is a little bit less. You can't tweet out as many words, but it's still just little snippets, and it's one of those that's a lot of people will pick one over the other, even if they are on multiples. Everybody has a favorite, whether it's Twitter, and I think a lot of business-minded people will go towards Twitter over Instagram or Facebook.
Really?
A lot of families will choose the Meta stuff with Facebook or Instagram. But don't we have enough Why are we like reinventing the wheel, or why does Meta have to have Threads, which is
ego now?
Basically, be like Twitter. Come up with something completely different.
Yeah. Well, Zuckerberg has never been any. Zuckerberg, no. Zuckerberg stole all that stuff from those twins, right? That was the that was his real story.
Allegedly.
Nah, baloney.
Nah.
No. He stole it, and you can see it. Who is the Eisenberg? What's the kid's name that played Zuckerberg in the movie?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can see his face. I'm totally blanking on his name.
Armie Hammer played the twins. I remember Armie Hammer playing the twins. But I remember who, I can see him. He's a pretty well-known actor. Anyway, but my son, who has been involved in the business and writing and stuff, said that that script was pretty close to accurate as to what actually happened. He was at the time friends with Armie Hammer, and so they were comparing notes. And Armie had looked at it. Armie is actually a very smart guy. And he knew that the reason he liked playing the role was because it was true. So anyway, fast forward to today. This new app is going to be available when? Now? Next week? I'm looking at when this thing is supposed to take flight. When do we have this new Threads?
I'm not sure if there's a date yet. It's just still in development.
Oh, okay.
Well, Meta owns everything. They own WhatsApp.
It's ridiculous. I'd like
to. It's a monopoly.
I don't know why I use Facebook as much as I do. It gives me good food for thought. 28
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon will make changes on how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve its security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top-secret documents online. The Department of Justice is going to appeal a court's decision to limit the Biden administration's talks with social media companies that led to a possible freedom of speech violation by the Biden administration. States have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor misinformation about COVID-19, elections, and many more topics. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed a notice of appeal to overturn the decision. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG.
8-5-5-999-DOUG. No more teachers, no more books. What is it? No more. There's no more principals, dirty looks. It was something
wait,
like
it?
That.
No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks.
Oh, that was
there's another one. But yeah, mm-hmm. This one, school's out for summer. Alice Cooper. Mm-hmm. All day.
Adios.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who was surprised. Got a Target shopping spree after being pranked at Target. This is from a town down in Connecticut, rallying around this 8-year-old who was the victim of a cruel prank while he was shopping at Target. His name is Gabe Lyles. He and his father were shopping at the store when three men approached, said they were with Mr. Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Told them that they had been chosen to participate in one of the YouTuber's famous challenges. So you're going to have to step in here. I don't know who Mr. Beast is and what are their challenges.
He's a YouTuber, a philanthropist. He has a bunch of different channels. He is one of the most money-making, I don't want to say influencers, content creators.
Right.
And he does these challenges where people can win a lot of money. He tries to give a lot of people money and stuff, but there always has to be something with it to make it watchable for the YouTube channels. But these people claimed they were with Mr. Beast, and the father and son had to put blindfolds on, and they had 30 seconds to fill the cart with whatever they could, and then Mr. Beast, the Mr. Beast crew would pay for it. Well, as they get started and they're blindfolded, and they're videotaping this with their phones, all of a sudden the dad, TJ, hears them running away and realizes it's a prank. And the son was just crushed. And the son happens to be a Mr. Beast, like a really big fan of Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
So just absolutely crushed. People in the community hear about this. Target hears about this, like all this stuff. And they decide to gift him a $200 gift card so that he could go to Target. Gabe is the 8-year-old. Gabe can go to Target, buy whatever he wants. Gabe is deaf. And the cool thing, too, is Mr. Beast has caught wind of the story, and he's trying to get in touch with them, too. He wants to do something for Gabe as well.
Good. So the old
bad
is...
jerks.
Right. Out of bad comes something good. Yep, right. Speaking of that, there are a lot of predictions about what happens to folks who spend a lot of time on their devices before they go to bed. So there is a new overview that I thought, you know, this is the time of day. Many people listen to this program. There are three different areas where it finds its most popularity. Early in the morning in some areas of the country, what they call morning drives between 6 and 9 or 10, and then the late morning and into early afternoon. So as we talk about this being the time of day when many people are getting up and at them, have you slept well last night? Chances are, if you read a newspaper before you went to sleep, that's the best way to get a good night's rest. Don't look at your... People say, well, what's the news? I'm reading something. It's what's
that
in the device.
Is,
exactly.
The yeah.
Right. It does something weird to your brain.
That wakes you up.
Yeah. I don't have my device in my room. I have it in my office, plugged in. It's way away. As you know, when you try to find me early in the morning, sometimes it takes me a while to get to it because it's not there. So the idea is to get into bed, have all of your screens off, read a book or read from the newspaper, but read from paper pages.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Something that does not have a backlight.
Yeah. Well, the blue light makes your brain emit chemicals that keep you awake.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
even if you have the night mode on where it gives kind of a brown backlight as opposed to the blue backlight, it still just wakes you up. It's still, there's that light that you're actually looking at rather than having a light above you or behind you to read whatever it is you're reading.
Yeah, right. How come nobody talks? We were talking earlier about the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that. And what's Pinterest? And who uses it? Yeah. What kind of a social connection is that?
It's kind of like it gives you ideas if you want to do arts and crafts or
special
style for clothes and, recipes. And you have these boards and you can pin different things to your boards where it's kind of like how many times am I going to hit my mic today? This is ridiculous, Jessica.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I'm new here.
Oh, yeah, right. First day on the job.
And the funny thing is, I don't talk with my hands typically. For some reason, I can't keep these things still.
Really? Oh, I talk with my hands all the time.
But with Pinterest, it's just kind of like an online thing catalog where you can keep things that you're interested in or you can load things to share with other people.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I've never really gone down many of these streets. I don't get my information. I get connections with people on Facebook, and I do that on my own personal pages and the radio show pages. I leave that to you, though, for the most part. And also, under the circumstances, the whole business of connecting with people is, and as I say that, my phone way down the hall in my office. Can you hear ringing?
This is called a landline, kids.
Yeah, right. Leave me alone. I mean, it has to be coming from somebody who doesn't know me, because most of the people who know me well that are in touch with me know that I'm not to be touched or reachable at this hour. Anyway, so the whole business about reading, I like magazines. I don't have time to read books because, as I say often, I have 14 or 15 regular sources that I consult every day. And some of them are magazines, some of them are newspapers. Like, I look at the two Boston papers and the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post and sometimes the Palm Beach Post. It just depends. And I'm smart enough, if you'll pardon what sounds like a brag. I just know how biased they all are, and I kind of just use it to send me in a direction to find out more. Mm-hmm. So, but in the magazine department, I read Reason magazine. I read Reason. I read Newsmax, and I read Mother Jones. Most of that stuff's online. I also come across magazines like Esquire every once in a while. And because we were talking about J-Lo earlier and that new drink that she has, I was interested in this overview. I don't drink. I don't go to bars. Never have. But there's a fascinating overview of the best bars in America for this year in the current issue of Esquire magazine. So if you're traveling, this is a good vacation guide for those who like to go. And I have a feeling that when you and your husband Ryan go out, Jay might go to a local pub or someplace just to have a little maybe get together with friends. And I think that's what these things represent. Not places to go and get looped, but places for social and, mm-hmm. and the accoutrement, what's the ambiance like, and what kind of special drinks do they have, and you know that sort of thing. So I thought I'd pass that along for those of you who are looking. If you haven't figured out where to go and you want to do, there are people who take a bar trip every year. They go on vacation and go visit bars in different places. Okay, if that's what you want to do, help yourself. In New York City, officers have rescued a subway commuter who fell onto the tracks. Good God. The officers who were there sprung into action to help this fellow who had a medical emergency. He fell onto the subway tracks just as a train was coming down the tracks.
Yeah.
So the officers' body cameras caught all of this, which was, of course, shared, as you can imagine, on social media. They didn't name this fellow who fell off the platform onto the tracks. This is in Bed-Stuy, they call it, right? Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn. And nobody knows really what happened with this fellow. He just fell, lost consciousness. It looked
some
like
medical episode, and yeah, without hesitation, the officers, Bays and Hall, jumped onto the tracks, yep, placed themselves in danger, lifted the unresponsive.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do if you're a police officer, though, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Put yourself in. That's part of the job. Put yourself in danger. It's not, you know, okay. I'm distracted a little bit because I'm talking about all these sources, and I had, you know how when you're listening to me in the morning, when we're in the breaks, I pick up the news, the newspapers, and I actually read them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at the Business Insider, which has a bunch of photos. The photos reveal what America looked like before pollution was regulated. These are old photos. And the thing that attracted me to them, when I started going to Los Angeles in 1993, there were five layers of haze. I remember, because I had been flying back and forth frequently. I've probably done, since 1993, I've probably done 400 trips back and forth to the West Coast. And as I started in those first couple of years, I could see the gradient levels of pollution when you were landing on what they call in Los Angeles a clear day. Well, you were above it, then you start going through the layers, and it was pretty gross. So these photos reveal not only what LA looked like before pollution was taken care of, but other cities as well. And I will say one thing. There's something about Los Angeles. I'm so conflicted because I can't stand the politics. of California, but I love the energy of California. Maybe part of it is my children are there, but I love, there's something about Los Angeles that I just love. And so you look at this and you see how, looking at these old photos, what things, what problems we had, and now they've been addressed. So does all this attention being paid to pollution pay off? That's the suggestion that you get from looking at this. It's kind of a light read. It's just mostly pictures. But, you know, drawing conclusions, isn't that what you're supposed to do? When you hear things, see things, experience things, then you draw your own conclusion.
Yes.
So in this circumstance, it really is very interesting to see how we have changed. Don't let people kid you that we're worse off because we aren't, frankly. Meanwhile, here's something that's kind of disturbing, actually. An Australian footballer has been diagnosed with concussion legacy. What do they call it? What is CTE? Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Something close to that. The thing I've been talking about for years, because of football and what happens to people who play football, especially the younger players, and how parents, in my mind, are irresponsible if they let their young children play football. So here's this lady named Heather Anderson, who played in the Australian Football Women's League. They have a women's football league there.
Yeah, Australian rules footballer. CTEs can't be diagnosed until after death.
Uh-uh.
And she's the first female to have the diagnosis.
What a shame. She was 28 years old, died last November. All right, food for thought as usual here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, Talbocyclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Normally, Dr. Ken Kronhaus would be here with us, but because of his schedule the last couple of weeks has been determined by his daughter, not by him or his patients. His daughter is a contestant often at this time of year in various national, how do we best describe them, Jay? Their personality, their talent contests, that sort of thing.
Like talent show kind of stuff?
Yeah, right. And she's involved in the Miss Florida pageant again. Has been for a number of years, does very well in them. She's quite a good entertainer, good singer, good actress, and so that's where he is. Or has been. So in place of Dr. Ken and his medical advice for this week only, this is your lucky day, boys and girls, because we have more food, farm, and family information for you, which you can find in detail at foodfarmfamily.com. And I would say to you that the excitement that is coming to folks who are paying attention to some of our messages brought to you in this circumstance, the Food Farm Family thing, brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel, giving you the opportunity, all of the listeners to this program, a shot at two free nights in Las Vegas. So if you're one of the first 10 to call 800-419-DOUG, right now, call it. You got two free nights in Las Vegas. Bing, bang, boom. 800-419-3864. You can also check out gooddayshow.com for more information. That's free. Couple of free nights. That's it. Bingo. No, there's nothing like.
Yeah, it's not. Hello. It's just a giveaway.
Yeah, right. And you'll be the recipient like dozens and dozens of other people already so far. So for those free nights in Vegas, call 800-419-DOUG, which is 3684. All right, got that. Here's a recall, couple of breakfast sandwich varieties recall from Belvita, voluntary recall. Belvita makes Mondelez, which is something I've never heard of. What is that? I thought I confused Belvita with Velveeta.
The block cheese. Of cheese.
Yeah, right. So these are Belvita breakfast sandwich cinnamon brown sugar with vanilla cream pie things.
Yeah, they're almost kind of, they remind me of Pop-Tarts, except they're not fully enclosed. They're more sandwiches.
Really?
But, well, yeah, it's
peanuts
one of those,
in them, apparently.
Yeah, a possible nut contamination. So
nuts,
if you have a peanut allergy,
don't buy. Stay away from Belviva. And if you're smart, you'll stay away from Velveeta, too, because that's nothing but clog for your arteries. Ugh. All right, let's see what's going on in Vermont. Dozens of school districts up in Vermont are suing Monsanto. Ah, here, I love these stories. Not that I like the results of what's going on, but go get them. Toxic contamination of educational buildings because of banned industrial chemicals, PCBs. So Vermont has become the first state in the country to require some of the older schools up there to get tested for these PCBs. They're used as building materials. Like it's sort of the same as asphalt. What's the stuff that was used?
Oh, asbestos.
Deadly asbestos. Thank you. So 90 school districts up in Vermont have filed this complaint in federal court looking to recover costs and damages because under the Vermont law, schools with high enough contamination levels have to reduce exposure, and removing these are very expensive. So I bring that. That's kind of the whole business about food, farm, and family. What could affect your family more than being exposed to some of these chemicals? And because there are plenty of things from Monsanto that affect the food that we eat, it just shows you that everything about this company is rotten. Rotten to the core. And why it is that they still are allowed when in Europe you can't buy Monsanto products for the most part, even though that's the headquarters of the main company, Bayer. This company is evil, and the stuff that they sell is dangerous, deadly, and so how it is that they keep, what is it, what stranglehold do they have? And if you look at the campaign contributions they make to various people on the various committees that regulate pharmaceutical and biotech companies, that's why there's a problem. Because these people don't want to kill the cash cow that comes from Monsanto and Bayer. But there are millions of these problems, apparently, all not just in
schools. Yeah, well, just look at some of the clothes, some of the fabrics, and they have dangerous chemicals, yet we put those on our bodies.
Yeah, right. All right, they're no good. And so they're getting the comeuppance, which is probably as good a news as you can expect under the circumstance, because our government is so corrupt. So the fact that this stuff's still available is a crime. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.